Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day, a little blustery, but plenty warm out in Shakota, Oklahoma. I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know some people don't like that word, Easter, Resurrection Day weekend. And I hope it was a wonderful time with family, friends, but most of all, remembering what our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did for us and accomplished for us on the cross. Today, I know some people recognize Easter Monday. In Canada, we do. At least some do. I'm not sure the significance of it. So if anyone knows the significance of Easter Monday, let me know in the comments. Yesterday after dinner, before we all had our naps from being so full, the boys and I, we came out to the building and recorded a handful of songs that we've put up on our VIP page for our VIP group. If you want to get in on that, I encourage you, go to AmundsenFamilyMusic.com, our website, and click on the VIP button. Our links are all over the place on our Facebook posts. And go there, sign on to VIP, so you can listen to these. I'm excited about those three songs. They're three songs that we've been wanting to do for a while and just never got around to it. And we would love for you to take in on that, as well as lend your support to the cause of spreading this good, clean, acceptable music to the masses on social media, because otherwise there's a lot of junk out there. So we appreciate your promotion and encouragement and support with that. It's good to be back onto our regular song and Bible reading. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, sinking deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen. You can never go wrong with love. If you're unsure of what to say to somebody, or what to do, how to say it, how to do it, you can never, ever go wrong by doing it in love. The scriptures talk about even speaking the truth in love. Sometimes there's hard things that have to be said, but it can be said in love. It can be done in love. And that is how God treats us, is with the utmost love. And so we can in turn treat others with the same love. And that's our goal. That's what we want. And I know for myself, I fail at that so many times. But God is there to lift me up again by His love and set me on the right track. So today, let it be a day of love, because He gave His all for us, because He loved us so much, so that we can walk in that same love that He showed us. Isn't that wonderful? Love. Lord, We're going to come to you this morning. We're going to read your word, and we're going to watch in plain sight the love that you've shown to us through your word. Lord, we want to ask that you would teach us how to love all those round about us in the things that we say and do. Lord, just let it be your love that shines through and your light as we deal with those round about us. And we just pray that in doing that, all men would be drawn unto you and that you'd be glorified. We just put this time in your care now, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are back on to Luke chapter 20. And we're going to start from verse 1, and it says, "And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came unto him with the elders, and spake unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority dost thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believed ye not him? And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Then began he to speak the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and led it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and entreated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. What said the Lord of the vineyard? Then said the Lord of the vineyard, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon it, that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and set forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they may deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Trying to butter him up, eh? Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar, or no? But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and beheld their peace. I think that's all we'll read today. We'll continue on with verse 27 tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me. And I want to say, get to our VIP page, those of you on VIP, so you can hear those songs that we put on yesterday. If you're not on VIP, run, don't walk, to get to our VIP page and sign on. We would love to have you partner with us in doing that. Thank you for all your support on Facebook and YouTube. And those of us that come out to the very, very odd show that we do, live show. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, Ira decided that before we put up our CD, our new gospel CD for sale, he wanted to totally rework our web store on our website. So he worked all week to do that, and it is ready. So we are very much ready to put up our new CD for sale, which is another reason why you need to get onto our VIP page, because there's going to be a really good deal for those on VIP who buy our album. We're excited about this. Okay, again, show love unto all those round about you. That doesn't mean that you can't do hard things, and some call that hard love and say hard things, but do it in love. And just remember the golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I think that's a good takeaway for today. Thanks for being here. Love you all, and pray that you have a beautiful day.